All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair. Nah, it's pre-recorded. I'm just screwing with you. What I got going on here is basically an email I got. I've been doing this, the comedy portion of Redonkulous, since 2013. I mean, that's 12, 13 years now. It's over a decade. And a lot of people have been watching my stuff, and some of these guys are now growing up, and I'm starting to hear from them, so it's kind of cool. But let's start off, okay? So I've been watching your show now for 4+ years. Okay, cool, cool. The guys in my frat house had your show on all the time. I love to hear it. Listen, that's not the first time I've heard that. I've also got reports of whole shifts on submarines watching my stuff, aircraft carriers out at sea. They download my shit and watch it and pass it around so the guys have cool stuff to watch. Hopefully they're still doing that. It is what it is. YouTube is severely kinking the pipe, so I can't get out into the mainstream as like I used to back in the day. But I'm glad it's out there, at least to a certain degree now. I like your army stories. They remind me of my deceased father and grandfather, quote unquote, it's a long story. Okay, so when you hear a man say stuff like that, it's a long story, more than likely there's an emotional component in there that has not been processed. And the death of a father will do that. Grandfather sometimes, but more often than not, if your grandfather gets sick and dies, it's not quite as devastating because he's old and you know it's coming. All right, my problem is I am now out of college and had to go directly into the trades because of women hiring quotas and fucked up HR departments.
That's shocking.
I have a bachelor's in science, in business, and I am now in my second year of electrician school. Okay, I work during the day as an apprentice and go to class 3 nights a week. So he's going to night school. He's making money. Hopefully he's paying on those student debt. You know, he doesn't say he has any, but I'm just going to make an assumption that he does.
Don't assume anything, brother.
Now that I'm out of college, the pussy has dried up. That is what happens when you're out of the college experience.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Now, the way it works on most college campuses, 60% of the people there are women, so there's a number advantage for you, disadvantage for them. You're also in the school, so these women think, you know, hey, he's going to college, he's going to be a six-figure, six-pack kind of guy, and that's really not how the world works, but a lot of these ladies think that.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
2026, you should be, I don't know if they'll keep you on as an apprentice for a little while longer after you get done with electrician school. It's usually a 2-year program. I know here in Detroit, they'll keep you on as an apprentice for a minimum of 3 years, sometimes 5. If you're fucked up, then usually you don't last a year. So, you're doing okay. Now, he doesn't go into detail, but I'm assuming this was a financial decision because he couldn't get hired because of the women hiring quotas and fucked up HR departments, which are run mostly by women. And I have seen HR departments make all kinds of ingenious decisions that have bankrupted companies. And these decisions were based on emotion, not fact, logic, and reason.
That's just stupid.
Okay, women don't want men in the trades. I've heard that. Women think their degrees plus their jobs and all the money they have is attractive to men. Why do you think women are this way? Also, do you think women's mindset will change? The way it looks now, I'm going to crush my career and retire by 60 tops. Fuck yeah. Fuck getting married and having kids. I saw my dad get crushed by divorce both times. That's a bad example. That's a bad example. Once is enough. No need to repeat the mistake. It's just cementing the fact home that you're a moron or retarded or perhaps both. I don't know.
Are you retarded?
In fact, none of my brothers or half brothers, they are all single as well. 20 years from now, women plus the West are going to be fucked. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I am not a dating guru. If I was, I wouldn't be single right now. Or I would be dating a nice, attractive piece of trim. The truth is, it's too expensive. It's too mind-numbing. It requires too much emotional investment. And the payoff for all of that, especially at my age, is exceedingly low. That's the truth. So I'm done with that whole racket for at least for the time being.
Go ahead.
Water.
Go ahead and drink.
I will probably never go back. I think this is like an instinct women have. Whereas as soon as they're doing as good as their man, they start looking for a replacement. And if they're making more, that guy's definitely going to get rotated out.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And I don't think women are going to be able to make that mental gymnastics leap effectively because it is hardwired into their DNA to be that way. I don't know what to tell you here. Now, like I said earlier, 60% of the people on campus are women. And men are dropping out of school hand over fist. They're not participating in the workforce. They're not getting married. They are done. This whole MGTOW thing, even if the men out there don't know MGTOW exists, they are literally acting like they do know about it, but they're just reacting to the reality on the ground out there that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. And look, you want to retire by 60, and I hope you can do it faster. I'm assuming you're in your mid-20s, so you got 25, 35 years-ish to work. Now, if you just work as a straight an electrician, you might be able to retire by 60, 65. But since you have a bachelor's degree in business, my advice, stay where you're at as an apprentice, become a journeyman, learn the trade, open your own business, and have, you know, half a dozen or more electricians working for you. That way, you can definitely retire by 60, and you can retire in style. Especially if it's a really good, successful business and you sell it, take your payday and go hang out in Florida or South America or go over to Europe and mess around with the Russian, Ukrainian women, which from the reports I've been getting are incredibly lonely because their men are dying in droves. But that's your business. All right, who knows if that is still going to be the case in 25 to 30 years. More than likely, I will not be here to see it since I am on the 65 and out plan. So that puts me roughly 9 years out. Anything above and beyond that, I will consider gravy, but I'm not looking forward to it. Okay, now, let's pull up some of these sources. Okay, so single women own millions more homes than single men in the USA, and the gap is only growing. Now, you see her on the couch. There's nothing there, just her. Well, again, women are not going to tolerate a man on their level or below them. And if you are a fool and you move into a woman's house, her apartment, what have you, you are literally stepping into a subservient position. You're automatically going to take a hit against your respect, especially from her. So my advice is you start dating a woman that has her own house. I hope you have your own house, and I hope you keep your own house, because don't you dare move in with her. You're just asking to get crushed. Also, a majority of these women who are buying their own houses more than likely are college educated, meaning that the college educated women filed for divorce 10% more than women who have not gone to college. The stats I've looked at, 80% of the time, women file for divorce, and 80% of those times, the man is caught completely by surprise. All right, so yeah, let these women go to college, let them buy all the houses they want, whatever, good, it'll just turn into a hoarder hutch, or a cat house, literally for cats. Box Wine and Catland Extraordinaire. Maybe they'll turn one of the rooms into a cat box. Who knows?
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
But yeah, it looks like single women are buying more homes than their single male counterparts. This is going to be another anchor around women's neck moving forward in regards to getting married, staying in relationships. All right, now this is from the Medium. Why most women won't marry someone earning less than they are. And of course, you got to put this, it is not always gold digging.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
All right, now you don't come here for me to read you the entire articles. All right, I'm just to give some weight to the advice that I'm giving you in regards to the letter you sent in. Women getting pregnant, they're talking about all the bullshit, caring for babies takes time, we know that. Men have expectations too, the expectations, the summation.
I'm sorry, all I heard was blah, 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 I'm a dirty tramp.
There's a reason why most women will not marry men that are lesser than them. And when you talk to a lot of these women, they are literally third string men. When you talk to them, they talk just like men. And they think like they have a house, the cars, the money. They think that we as men find that attractive and we could care less. Because we know in the long run, none of that shit is ours. And we're not going to get a piece of that more than likely. Even if we do marry them and get divorced. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be cases where, you know, houses and stuff is going to be divided if there's no prenup. When you look at the numbers, more often than not, it's not going to happen. Now, this next one here. You're going to start seeing this. This is feminism lied to a generation of women, and now they're realizing what they actually want. I'm not going to read the whole article to you, mainly because I'm not creating a free account. I just threw this one in here because women are starting to wake up.
But it really was too little too late.
It's not really going to get bad until 2032-ish and beyond. And you're going to start seeing a lot of women in their houses with all of their money, fancy cars, by themselves. stuck right in the middle of box wine in Catland. And when they're there, 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. Wah, cry me a river. All right, the last one here. All right, how feminism lies caused the end of women. And this is from February 28th, 2024. And this is a feminist's idea in regards to how the human race is not flourishing and people are unhappy and how women are going to find themselves holding the bag, especially when they get into north of 40 and they have no kids and their parents start dying off. And then is when the loneliness is really going to hit them hard. Do I care? Not really. Now, I appreciate the letter. I do. I wish you would have told me what college you were going to, because I have been in quite a few frat houses all over the country. There's a reasonably good chance I might have spent some time on your campus back in the day. I am sorry your father got divorced twice, but you do have multiple brothers out of the deal. That's cool. I am glad I was of some service to you and maybe additional men in your frat house to keep from making the same stupid mistakes I made and find myself, a financial slave for a decade and a half. I'll get emotionally and spiritually wrecked by the system and my ex-wife. In fact, I consider that whole portion of my life a tragic country song. All right, dead dog, lost house, homeless, the whole deal. Don't be me. In fact, years from now, if I run across you, you don't have to thank me, because that would just make it weird. If you really want to thank me, you will leave me in the dust. You'll retire by 60, and every now and again, wherever you wind up chilling out, just raise a beer to me and give me a toast. And that, in my book, will make us even. Take it easy. I will talk to you later.